This is Oral Assessment, written and read by Euphemise This. Daniel was excited to be back at uni for her final year, even though she knew that there probably wouldn't be as much time for extracurricular activities if she wanted to get a first. After unpacking, she headed to the kitchen to make herself a coffee, but couldn't face her housemate's poor taste in instant, so messaged Nate to see if he fancied meeting at Starbucks for a pumpkin spice latte and a summer's worth of gossip. 30 minutes later, they were grinning at each other over giant coffee mugs, both wondering how long it would take before the conversation turned to sex. Seeing as Nate had enjoyed his sluttiest summer yet and Daniel was keen to get the details, it didn't take long at all. They swapped stories of the guys and girls they'd hooked up with since they last saw each other in person, sharing plenty of details as always. As Dania poured her heart out about one hookup that was a disaster, she pondered, I mean, maybe he's right. Maybe I'm just not that great at blowjobs, you know? Enthusiasm used to be enough on its own, but I think I might need to up my skills. Having been on the receiving end, I can confidently say that you have no cause for BJ performance anxiety, Nate reassured her. But practicing a few techniques couldn't hurt. After all, every cock is different, so it's useful to have a wide variety of tricks. She flashed him a wicked grin. I think I need a lesson from my favourite fuck buddy. Nate laughed at the inevitability of Dania suggesting they fuck. But it also gave him an idea. I think we need a stunt cock for this so that I can demonstrate different techniques. I know someone who might be up for helping. His name's Marcus and he is hot as hell. Shall I see if he's available this evening? They agreed to meet later at a bar that wasn't far from Dania's new place, and it turned out that Marcus was just as hot and as keen as Nate had said he was. As she closed the door to her bedroom, he was already unzipping his fly and asking, "Where do you want me?" They decided to sit him on the edge of the bed while they knelt on pillows on the floor. Marcus had the perfect cock for blowjob practice. Not too long, not too girthy. And he was already delightfully hard at the thought of the pair of them taking it in turns to wrap their mouths around him. He spread his legs and moaned with delight while Nate demonstrated a technique that used hands as well as lips and tongue and then encouraged Dania to copy what he'd shown her. They took it in turns to swallow that gorgeous man's cock, lick his balls and ensure that every sensitive inch was paid attention to with lips, tongues and fingers. While watching Nate show off his best deep throat action, Dania noticed just how much he was enjoying himself and couldn't resist reaching down between his legs to stroke his rock-hard cock while his mouth was full. Marcus noticed how Nate's focus faltered for a second and he smiled at Dania, a very mischievous grin that hinted at a plan forming. Let's see if he's as good at multitasking as he is at teaching oral, huh? The pair of them guided Nate into position on the bed, lying down with his head propped up with pillows. Dania rolled a condom onto his cock and got into position, ready to slide her eager wet cunt onto him. Marcus straddled his face and grabbed his hair, asking Nate, "Do you think you can still concentrate on sucking my cock while she rides you?" The sound Nate made as he was simultaneously enveloped and filled was the most wonderful noise either of them had ever heard, and her mirrored wardrobe doors were perfectly positioned so that they could both see everything that was going on. Their ride bucked and choked, moaned and squirmed, took everything they both had to give. It was inevitably going to be over soon, as the thrill of it was almost too much for the three of them to handle. It wasn't long before Marcus was gasping and warning Nate that a mouthful of cum was on the way, and the excitement of swallowing a load had his orgasm following immediately afterwards. As they recovered, sweaty and grinning at each other like they couldn't quite believe their luck, Dania perched on the edge of the bed and leaned back with her legs parted. She looked Nate in the eye and said, "I really hope you're still hungry." Marcus practically purred, And I love it when he bends over, so that'll be some more fun for me too. If you liked that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn and more of me at euphemisethis.blogspot.com.